Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Eileen Wheatley, and we are going to be hearing about some of the things she's done during her life. Because, first of all, good morning to Eileen. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine.
That's good. I think that's kind of your motto, is I'm just fine. So, Eileen, you're going to be celebrating your 103rd birthday on Wednesday, correct?
That's right.
That's right. Are you planning a big celebration or sort of quiet?
Quiet.
Quiet. This year especially quiet. But you had a big celebration on your 100th birthday.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes. Yeah. So, Eileen, you are Iowa's oldest living woman Marine. And that's very,
right.
A very special thing. So the first thing I want to talk about today is, why did you join the Marines?
Well, because my husband was in the service and so was my brother.
And you just thought it was a thing to do.
Yeah, that was right.
And so while you were in the Marines a couple of years, what was your job or your several jobs?
I was in the quartermaster. I worked in the office.
So you had a lot of power, actually. You had a lot of information there that you shared.
Yes, we did.
Yes. And where were you stationed?
Mojave Desert, California.
And had you traveled much before that? You'd lived in the Midwest as you were growing up, and now you went to...
No, I went to school. You know, the Marine Corps sent me to school on the East Coast.
Oh.
And then from the East Coast to the West.
So you did a lot of traveling in that experience.
Yes, I did, and enjoyed it too.
Good. As you think back to that time, what were some of the really great experiences you had? What are some of those really good memories that you have of those 2 years?
I met a lot of nice girls. There were a lot of good friends. And I used to keep track of them, but they're all gone.
Yes. Eileen, I went on the computer to find out if there was another older woman Marine, and I think there's one year older than you in California, maybe.
I think there is in the United States.
Yes, yes. So you're just, who knows, next year you'll be 104, and who knows where all that's going to go. So
that's the truth.
And so you did keep track and kept in contact with some of those other people you worked with, some of those other women.
They're all gone.
Yes, I can believe that. What was it like? What was it like living there and being a part of that? Well, you know, was it really tough?
It was very interesting. Mm-hmm. I found it interesting because we was busy all the time.
And
one night that stays in my mind real good was it was June the 6th. Remember when the United States people, Marines, because everybody, and so many was killed that night. I worked all night that night at the quartermaster. Another lady and I was on. Checked in people that come to the base. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that night.
Well, Eileen, you have lots of things to remember in 103 years. Some other things
I
wanted to ask you about is, you know, after you got out of the Marines, you know, you came back to live, be a farm wife, I believe. And as you think about your life and the world, from those early years to now, what are some of the big changes? Maybe some really good and some not so good. What do you think about that as you look at these years?
Well, you know, one of the biggest changes is our telephone service. It's wonderful, the telephone service.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your ring? Didn't you have a ring that you had to answer to? Or was it a number on the dial?
I used to work at a telephone office.
Oh, well, no wonder the service is so good. You worked there.
So when I got out.
And could you hear people's conversations? Could you kind of hear what was going on from those conversations?
Yes, it is. the use of listening on them sometimes.
So you
were too busy to do that.
Ah. And where were you when you, what town were you in when you worked there?
I was in Lamoni.
Lamoni, okay.
My husband was an implement dealer in Lamoni.
Mm-hmm.
International Harvester.
Mm. IH, okay. And how many other women were working there at the same time?
Two.
Just two? Okay. You, so you kept really busy. You had to, you couldn't listen
oh,
in
yes.
too long, could you? Because you had to
yes,
stay busy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I was working there when they changed over to the regular telephone service I got now.
Mm-hmm. And so do you own a cell phone?
I used to have one, but I don't. I'm not capable of taking care of a cell phone right now.
Okay. But, you know, that's, although the numbers didn't change that much, that was another whole telephone service by being able to carry your phone around with you.
I know.
Yes. And see pictures. I'm sure you get, Nick probably shares some pictures with you on the phone. So it's all very different. What about, go ahead.
No. What was you going to ask?
Oh, I was going to ask about your automobiles, your cars. What kind of cars have you owned and driven in your lifetime?
Well, we had a pickup when I was in the implement business,
mm-hmm.
international pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved on the farm, we had just a regular Ford car.
Mm-hmm. Nothing that you say, oh my, that was my favorite car. It was just a car that did the job for you.
That's right.
Yes. How involved were you in your husband's business? Did you do any book work or do any hauling or do anything as a part of your husband's business?
Yes. I could haul the corn from one farm to the next one. And that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
And I kept the book works, too.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me. You had all that office work experience, and so you're putting it to work now, helping your husband.
Yes.
So, Aline, I know I remember seeing you on TV driving the lawnmower on your farm. So I know you were involved, and that wasn't very many years. Not very many years ago when you did that.
I know that.
and so hope you had fun doing that, because you're not doing that now, are you?
Nick won't let me.
Yeah. I think that's probably a very smart move. So do you have some hobbies that you attend to or some things that you do to support troops? Are there some things like that you do now?
I don't have any hobbies.
Okay.
My sight is not as good as it could
okay.
be.
Okay. Sort of.
I can see television real good.
Good.
Besides that, I can't read a newspaper.
Okay. Well, sometimes that's okay, because sometimes that news isn't the right news anyhow. But, go ahead.
I get along very well at home. I have quite a few rooms that I walk around in to take my exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for people to get them moving once in a while.
And saying that, you know, I'm guessing other people have asked you this. What have you done to live 103 years? Why do you think lived longer than all those other people you worked with?
I really don't know. I just tried to eat the right things, I guess.
Stayed active, right?
Yes.
You just told us you move around. Got to keep it moving or it won't go anywhere.
That's the truth.
Yes.
You got to exercise. Always have exercise.
Very good. Well, one last word. How and why do you want us to continue to support our troops now? What can we do as individuals?
Bring them home. I just wish they could bring them home.
I do too. back to their families.
Yes, that's what I think. I just wish they could bring them home.
Okay, well, we'll all hope and pray for that, Aline. So, Aline, I want to be sure that we give your address here because it would be fun to get some birthday cards on your birthday or after your birthday. And again, that is this Wednesday, tomorrow on the 26th. And if they would like to send you a card, that is 2609 200th Street in Marnie, 51552. So happy,
right.
Happy birthday to you, Aline, and I hope you get lots and lots of cards.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
You're so kind.
Thanks so much for visiting with us. And until next time, Aline, you've lived this. People say birthdays are good for you. Statistics show that people who have the most live the longest.